shot yet. Just back to the left. Schmidt finds McNabb. He shoots. Tipped in! Belmar ties the game. 2-2.
Welcome back to Fox Sports Radio. Dr. Mike Crivetti's in studio, as he is every week, and Dr. Caleb Pinneger, who joins us. First off, thanks for both coming in again. And Dr. Pinneger, I'm jumping right in with you first. I just got off talking a lot of baseball after the Red Sox and the Dodgers won the World Series. Let's jump into Tommy John surgery, and especially the work you got done in the study time with Dr. James Andrews. What was that like?
Oh, it was fantastic. Great man to train with, a lot of experience over the years. Hard to find anybody that's done more of that unique surgery, so it was a great opportunity, something I can bring to Las Vegas.
It's incredible because I've seen a lot of sports documentaries and hear a lot of athletes who go through the surgery, and when they talked about Dr. Andrews back in the day, all of these Jets coming in, all of these athletes coming in, was it really like that with the level of celebrity and big-time athlete?
Oh, absolutely. They've got a personal delivery man who works at the clinic, and he picks him up from the airport, shuttles him in. You see him on Monday, you operate him on Tuesday, they fly home the next day. It's unique, and such an opportunity to experience that and see the variety of unique cases he does because of what he's built.
Dr. Crivetti, how'd you find him? Because I know there's a little bit of a recruiting process like there is in sports.
You know, I was looking for, obviously, we're always looking for great partners, great people to come work in our practice. And we were at an academy learning meeting. We're at an educational meeting, and we ended up hooking up, talking about Jimmy Andrews. And I actually trained there and met him a long time ago. Knew him, and what a fantastic guy. I know the quality of guys he puts out. He's over the years. I've known some of them here in the West Coast, East Coast, back in the South. And what better guy than a shoulder-elbow guy out of Jimmy Andrews Fellowship?
What's it like when you start seeing younger patients come in? Give me an example of two of some of the younger patients here in the Valley who you've treated recently.
It's younger and younger as this goes on, which is part of the frustrating part of our job, as well as part of the reason why we trained the way we did. You hope to not see the young kids with injuries, but when you do, to have the right hands and right tools to fix them is very important. ACL injuries have been reported in kids as young as 6 years old. I mean, it's really crazy to think of a kid that young having a ligament injury that you're talking about operating on. And elbow injuries, we're seeing more than 50% now at the high school level, whereas we used to see Tommy John surgery performed almost exclusively in the higher level pitchers. But now this is the young guys getting these injuries.
We're talking to Dr. Caleb Pinneger. One mistake I made in life is I'd like to go back and be a youth baseball coach again. I spent, two sons all those days on the field and seeing all those, we call them sideline Saddams, those parents yelling, the ones you can't control. I wasn't one of them, but
of
I saw
not.
The overuse of kids pitching on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
What advice would you give to these parents when they're seeing this and it's happening year over year?
I can't tell you how many times I have a conversation in clinic with a parent who, when you ask him when the last time his kid had a break from baseball, is years ago. And you're talking about a 14-year-old kid. He's been constantly pitching since he was 9 years old. Your arm can't tolerate that. And our sports in general have gone to where it's year-round, it's club, it's fall ball, it's spring ball, it's winter coaching, it's pitching camps all summer long. It's a little bit over the top, and we're seeing the results of that with how many young kids are getting hurt. But as a young coach, I mean, let's let these kids have a season off. Let them play a different sport. Use some other muscle groups. Try to train another part of their body. They'll come back stronger and more excited to play baseball, and we won't hurt them.
Dr. Crivetti, when you see that in recovery time and you get a chance to sit down with a mom or dad or both of them together, what do you say? Because it's already been too late. They're having the surgery. You took care of them, and you know they're going to be good going forward. But what mistakes do parents admit to?
Not many. You know, everybody wants their kid to play professional ball. You're coming out of Vegas, right? We've got many heroes that came out of our town that are playing ball pros, and everybody thinks they got a shot.
Absolutely. Right?
And we hope everyone does. We hope every kid gets a shot to play pro ball. Maybe it's college and pro ball, but maybe they get a shot to do so. So just remember, just because they miss part of a season, because they miss a tournament, they don't get down to San Diego for that big tournament, doesn't mean they're not going pro.
So when I see kids at Gorman or Basic or Coronado or Palo Verde, when they're coming in and they're sitting down with you and they're talking about pain in their arm, where do we know when they're getting to the jump-off point where it's too late, they have to have the surgery, or Dr. Penninger, you could walk them back and say you're not there just yet. How drastic is it between, boom, they have to have Tommy John surgery, or they're getting close?
It's subtle, typically, okay. Unless there's a very specific throw where, bam, it hit them. Usually this is a chronically developing problem that gets to a tipping point and now it's too late. So when a kid comes in with elbow pain, absolutely, you slow them down a little bit and they usually can get over this if you catch it quick. It's the kids that are, if you're sore for 4 or 5 days after a pitching episode, something's wrong. If you're sore for a day or two, that's more normal.
Here's one of the things we'll throw at these kids all the time. And it does depend on whether their growth plates are open or not. It does have some impact on the severity of the injury. But throw them in PT for 6 weeks. Shut them down. Put them in therapy for 6 weeks.
But you mentioned how
they're not throwing balls.
Right. But their parents at times are thinking about the college scholarship. They're thinking about the next level. And you have to tell them the right process going forward. I've seen these parents. Some of them don't get it. Some of them do, right?
Right, but we know it 4 weeks, even four weeks, shutting them down, getting them in therapy, focusing on care of their elbow as opposed to where they're throwing their next ball. That 4 weeks is incredibly valuable because time's a treatment.
Dr. Penninger, finally, I like when I'm watching baseball games, the World Series, Joe Buck and John Smoltz, and they're talking about a pitcher at the major league level, at the World Series in the postseason, who came back from Tommy John surgery and is better than ever. Why are we hearing those stories so often?
I'm glad you asked that question, because so commonly these kids come in and they're like, well, hey, you know, it's kind of hurting. I should probably get Tommy John. It's going to make me a better pitcher. And really, during their year or 14 months of rehab, what are they focusing on? They're working on their core. They're working on their legs. They're working on their shoulder. Everything gets stronger. So by the time they truly are ready to pitch again with their elbow portion, everything else is exponentially better. So when they come back, they are stronger, they're bigger, they're faster. It's not because the new ligament in their elbow is uniquely better than what used to be there. It's because they really finessed their body and trained to a point where they are more powerful than when they had to exit the game.
Isn't that incredible, the fact that some kids are even thinking about getting it because they're going to come back better than ever? You've been doing this over 20 years. Isn't it great to see the advancements in the surgery and to have a doctor like this on staff?
I don't think Vegas realizes how lucky we really are.
Yeah.
We sent all these to L.A. We sent them to out of town to try and get the surgery. Now, a guy leaves L.A. or a parent takes their child down to L.A. to get a surgery, they're getting a surgery. It's not that they're bad surgeons or they're too aggressive. They've already had a bit of a workup. They're going there with the expectation they're going to have this surgery done. Having Dr. Penninger here, now we do the regular deal. We put him through the PT. We put him through the time. We shut him down. And now we make that decision. That's the last decision, not the first decision made.
Tell us about the website again, how everyone can get in touch with you.
CrivettiOrtho.com. You can meet Dr. Penninger, myself, our new guy, Dr. Kuchera. We got a great group of guys, great staff, and a great facility to take care of people.
Thanks for coming in, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. So those are two of the best. Thank you again. In studio, we always love having him here and hope to have Dr. Crivetti in more often here coming up. I think it's really important to talk about some of these surgeries for kids and the decisions. Vegas is such a rabid sports town, baseball town, that you're going to see more and more arm injuries. I see some of the football injuries out there, and Dr. Crivetti has the best practice in town for this. He's the king. He's the best guy. You see him around town as billboards and all that, and he genuinely cares about these kids, and he has an incredible track record, so I appreciate him coming in.